a popular Outcast production.
Welcome to the Girls on Girls podcast, where we sit and stare at each other for 45 minutes and don't talk.
Oh, that makes for terrible podcasting.
Yeah.
Just sit and listen all 45 minutes. Maybe we'll say something interesting. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, you have to wait the entire time.
Oh, God, no.
And we just lost all of our listeners.
And it's gone. Yeah, no. Last night
was great.
Last night was great.
Mm-hmm. It was the monthly Mike's No Mic open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good times. Stayed out late. How late were you and Bill and everybody out? Because we cut it like right before 2.
We went home like right at 2.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Because I was like, I feel bad. I'm missing shit, but. I'm dying.
I really didn't miss anything.
Okay. I legitimately made a point to go around to everyone after the show was over and be like, hey, are we going out? And then I was like, everybody was like, oh, blah, 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 I'm not sure. And then by the time it was like, oh, people are going out, I was like, I'm tired. I'm going to go to sleep and watch Orange is the New Black.
You had work in the morning, too.
I mean, so did Bill, and he stayed out, but...
Bill sleeps, like, 2 hours a day, I'm pretty sure.
I can't live that way.
Bill actually got less than 4 hours of sleep.
Ooh. Really? See, if I had gotten less than... I don't know how. I think I got, like, 6.5, 7 hours last night.
I got 9.
And I feel tired.
You guys shut up.
I got 9.
I had... After we left the Roadhouse, we had to go pick up my kid, because my in-laws were fucking doing something today. Church and shit, I don't know. And didn't get home till close to 3. And then she decided to get up at like 6 because she had to pee, and I was like, no, fuck you, you're going back to bed. And she did until 9, but then like my cat, who is super needy, had to like sleep and be my little spoon all up in my shit all night, so
oh yeah, it's no wonder we're all sort of dead.
Oh, Ashley. God, seriously.
9 hours. Jerk.
I didn't have anybody waking me up this morning. My dogs crawled in bed with me and cuddled. I just cuddled with them and then fell back asleep.
Lucky.
Yeah. This is my life.
Last night was the first night I actually had to turn away a performer.
Oh, wow.
Somebody showed up at like 10 and talked to Bill and was like, hey, can I still sign up? You know, where's the set list? And Bill came up to me. He's like, hey, dude here wants to know if it's too late to sign up. And I was like, yes. We're already going to be running till at least 11 right now. He's like, okay, no problem.
And it's
somebody, I don't want to be a jerk, but it's somebody I really didn't want to perform anyway. So I'm kind of glad they were late and missed sign ups.
Yeah.
That guy's an asshole.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, crazy Jewish guy.
Crazy Jewish guy.
He's Jewish, like legit.
Adam Sandler?
No. He's slightly more attractive than Adam Sandler.
Huh.
A bug is slightly more attractive than Adam Sandler.
That's true. He is not an attractive fella.
Dylan's bug best friend last night.
That was great.
Bill had a beetle on his shirt at the bar. God, this is so much alliteration. It's awesome. But Dylan, like, Bill was gentle. He didn't, like, flick the bug onto the nearest person next to him because it was on his sleeve. He, like, got it on his finger, and Dylan's like, oh, I'll take it outside. And then fucking, like, went outside to smoke with his bug friend.
Yeah, aww. Dylan will.
That's actually really cute.
Yeah, yeah, Dylan will not kill bugs.
No, I know. It's adorable.
And, like, if there's a spider that comes into the house, he'll, like, get it in, like, a carrier mm-hmm. and then have somebody else release it because he's too afraid of spiders.
Oh, God, I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was funny. Like, we all saw, like, Dylan go for it, and everybody was just like, Dylan's just going to take it and be like, I'll just eat the beetle.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
He's a vegetarian.
Was it the way he grabbed it?
I don't know. Like, it just seemed at the time, it's like, that's a Dylan thing to do. He's just going to, like, blow us all away and just eat a live bug right in front of us.
Yeah, there were some pretty good sets last night, though.
Yeah. We only had one new person, dude who has never performed before, Derek. I don't want to use his last name because I don't know if he... I saw him talking to Justin after the show. I don't know if he was saying, hey, don't put up my video.
Mm-hmm.
No, he did really good, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. It was very funny.
Yeah.
My favorite person for the whole night was definitely Emrys Smith.
Oh, God, that kid.
Every time he comes up, he surprises me with how amazing he is. Like, I love his demeanor. He's so dry. Yeah. And it almost seems like he doesn't realize, like, he was on his way to the airport and he ended up there.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey, which way to the airport?
I had a few cocktails in the lounge. What's up, guys?
I'm just going to say some things. Like, every joke he tells, to me, it just seems like he's telling them by accident.
Right. Like totally unprepared. It. Just, like, just shit comes into his head and he says it.
And it's all brilliant.
Yeah. Which fucking worked. Who was it that did that? Ben Kahn. Motherfucking Ben Kahn. That kid.
And it's his last performance, too.
Maybe. He said he'll still be here in July, and, you know, barring any unforeseen circumstances, he'll be there.
He's going to college, right?
Yep. So he will definitely not be around for August.
Where's he going?
Starts with an M.
Michigan?
That's all I know. It's like Mick something, I think.
McWiggins.
Yes, he's going to McWiggins for college.
McAllisterville.
That's not a place.
No. McAllisterville is a place. It's like in the fucking backwoods near Middleburg.
Not a place with a college.
No.
Middleburg College.
No.
Michelin.
Yeah, he's going to college to make tires.
Yes. Oh, that's good. That's good for him.
Yeah.
That's productive.
He's a smart kid. He'll go far.
I
was disappointed that none of the rest of the high school crew showed last night.
I always miss Michael Wolver when he's not there.
Although this Tuesday is going to be the new...
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be actually, My Mom this Presents is, the second...
This is coming out day of, isn't
third
it?
Third one.
Correct, C's.
Yep.
Yeah.
This will come out the same day.
Yeah, so we'll have to do like we did on Popular Outcast and tell everybody to get to the show tonight at the Sunbury Eagles.
It's going to be a good time.
Totally.
If you want to see Kelsey naked.
I wasn't aware that was part of it. We really should have added a disclaimer to the flyer if you're going to do that, Kelsey.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Surprising people now. I'm trying to get people to go. You'll see nudity. Maybe. Wink, wink.
I don't think anybody on who listens to the podcast, there's no pictures of me on the Facebook or anything. Yeah. So there's really no incentive.
Oh, yeah.
To see me naked because they don't know what
Kelsey's
I look like.
Attractive.
Yeah.
You'll
Thank
like
you,
it.
Thank you, Ashley.
There's the one. There's the group picture from when you guessed months ago. Okay. But, that was when you had like hair.
I know.
And now it's all short and stuff.
I looked awesome. Now it's not so much.
Ah, it's fine.
You're going through the phase.
Awkward hair phase. It happens to the best of us.
Yep.
It's bad. But yeah, I'm opening for Brandy Posey, who is a comedian from LA.
Originally from Baltimore, Maryland.
Ooh. And she's in the Upright Citizens Brigade. She has a podcast called Lady
I really
to Lady.
Should have looked into her backstory. All I know is the Lady to Lady podcast. And I'm like, shit, we totally ripped them off.
Yeah. I want to go up to her and be like, we didn't do it on purpose.
I'm sorry. Don't sue me.
And just walk away.
No explanation. Just all three of us go, we didn't mean to do it. We're really sorry.
We apologize.
And just leave.
Yes. She's like, it's okay.
It's fine.
Who was those crazy chicks that just came up?
Who was those Anyway.
Kevin Seibert.
I always want to say Smith because everyone's last
name is Smith. Yeah.
Kevin Seibert, John Smith, Bill Russum.
Yep. And you are opening.
And myself are
Kevin,
opening for
Kevin
her.
Is the feature. He is right under the headliner.
Yeah. So.
Which
will be
exciting.
Exciting because he's very talented.
And he is.
It'll be wonderful.
I enjoy his work. Mm-hmm. Both Kevins, actually. Kevin Brocious. Mm-hmm. That kid says some funny stuff.
Yeah.
I like the little like blurbs because, like, you know, people usually write stand up or jokes or storytelling or whatever, and he's just like, sad life stories.
Hey, I wrote that too. That poser.
Right?
Maybe he did it first.
Maybe
I first.
Yeah, it's fine.
It just seems too simple to write jokes.
I know.
Or stand up.
The running joke on the sign-up sheet last night was good times. Because, you know, Chris Rao writes in, you know what are you going to be performing? And he just puts good times. Andrew Smith goes like, or no, it wasn't Chris Rao. It was John Smith.
John Smith, yep.
And directly below him, Andrew signs up. Andrew Smith, not related. A lot of Smiths, none of them related. Beneath it, he's like, no, really, good times. And then Mike Carpenter signs up next, and he's like, you know, Mike Carpenter, stand up. And then his plug is Good Times, the TV series. Which Jeff fucked up last night, but, you know. Can't hold it against him.
No. Jeff's I thought last night Jeff's like little stories and anecdotes and stuff were exceptionally good. For some reason he was just on point last night.
I think it was because
the story he told though, I was just like,
was it the blue Kool-Aid?
It was the one that was very technical.
The really, really
and I was just sitting
just
there
like,
and I was just like, I have no idea what he's talking about. But I'm sure some people do.
I only
like
have some
one
idea.
One person laughed.
Yeah, I think it was like Emrys, or maybe it might have been either like Josh or Cody, because like they work with him, so they understand.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But in the beginning, I thought he was getting more laughs than the actual.
Yeah, no, he was really funny. Yeah,
comics.
Yeah, yeah, it's because he's got to like get the funny out and get the fuck off the stage. Because last open mic, the reason we ran so long is because Jeff's up there for like 5 minutes between sets.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, why didn't you just sign up?
Right? God.
That would be... he did that once, didn't he?
He's done it a couple times, but he feels more comfortable during, like, doing off-the-cuff stuff than prepared bits. Like, he gets nervous and all, like, weird about prepared bits. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Whatever. But yeah, oh, God, that technical thing. Try fucking living with him. And he's, like, talking to me about, like, all this programming stuff, and I'm like... I only mildly know what you're talking about. I'm just going to smile and nod my head because this is important to you.
Yeah.
Yep. Phil gets like that sometimes, too. And I'm just like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, totally. Yeah, that thing you said. Hate when that happens.
Got it. Star Wars.
Yes.
All right.
Not the Star Trek. This the Star Wars. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, God.
You're just mildly obsessed. I get it. Okay.
Who else was on point last night? Caitlin. Caitlin did good. Mm-hmm. That's, she's getting there.
She's getting there. I like her.
Yeah. Kevin's set was really short. He only had, like, a bit worked out that he did up
well,
there.
Well, he told me that he wasn't even planning on going up because of him headlining for Brandy Posey. He wanted to kind of keep it fresh and stuff, which makes sense. He just didn't want to think about this night when he should be focusing on that. But then he got there and he's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to do a little something.
Yeah,
so I think that's why he did that.
He's working on that Nintendo related bit and just wanted to
run it by.
See how it went over. Yeah. But that was, I don't know. I thought it was funny. You know, drill instructor Mario.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to me. When I say jump, you press A.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think back through the list. Justin Strasser. And
oh,
the
my
fucking
God.
What to do during a bear attack, but using it as dating
That's
advice.
My favorite joke of his.
Oh, God. Yeah. Seriously. So good.
Men can run up to 35 miles an hour.
If you decide to climb a tree, be careful. Men can climb trees too.
Right. Was it? If you see a man, talk loudly and wave your arms. Make your presence known.
Basically, he found a list of instructions how to be safe during a bear attack.
Yeah.
And just replace the word bear with the word man.
Because his sister asked for dating advice on Facebook, and he's like, I got this. And just like Which spammed her with all this shit.
Great.
Sounds like something I do to my brother.
Your brother better not be asking for dating advice on Facebook.
No, but like he always asks for like different advice, and every time he asks for advice, I always give him something really snarky, like every single time.
Oh yeah, because why the fuck do you go to Facebook for advice?
Right. Although like my sister-in-law sent me a or not sent me like she posted a status that Elena is still potty training. And she decided that she wanted to be a boy, so she just pulled down her diaper and just started peeing in the parking lot in front of, like, a bunch of people.
Ha.
She had to pee.
Kids.
And Gabby's like, she wanted to be a boy. And I was like, oh, sweet, now I can train her how to use this. And I posted a link to the Go Girl.
Yes.
And Gabby was like, haha, no. And I'm like, little do you know.
They're great for car
that
trips.
I probably will be teaching my niece how to use
I don't
this.
Know if they come in like multiple sizes though.
I don't know,
because I feel like they're mostly like adult.
I know that would cover like everything thing. On her.
Yeah, I don't know,
it just has to suction fast.
That was awful.
For those of you that hate slurping noises. Yeah, so I thought it was hilarious.
Oh yeah. Well, my kid's like done with the whole potty training thing, but right now butts are hilarious. She likes to run around just pulling down her pants and like putting her naked butt on people. And she's like, ha ha ha, butt.
That's not funny, but it's so funny.
Oh, it's hilarious, but I don't want to laugh and encourage it. I was like, Morgan, pull up your pants.
Oh.
Come on. She's like, ha 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 ha, butt.
I don't know if that phase ever ends, by the way. My brother still does that.
Yeah.
He's 21.
Yeah.
So gross. Sometimes people don't grow out of that.
Gross.
Although, in, you know, their defense, mooning is still funny. Bill fucking moons me.
Guys can get away with it better than ladies. Cause,
oh,
like,
I moon Bill all the time, too.
Well, I mean, like, doing the full, like, whole bend over mooning people thing. Cause
I remember in high school, this makes me sound awful, but I remember in high school one of my favorite things to do on the school bus was to like stick my butt out the window at passerby sometimes.
How
only sometimes
did you get away with that on the school bus?
We went to Line Mountain.
Our bus
Nobody
driver
cares.
I was his favorite for some reason
because you stuck your butt out.
And he was so
that
senile
perv.
He was so like just
all
very,
of, yeah,
he was
all
an older
bus,
gentleman and he was senile
really old.
And he would often forget to pick people up and drop people off.
Weren't you?
And he would go about, we had all back roads, and he would go at least 70 everywhere. Like, he was just very senile. And we used to like jump around, we used to do whatever.
Weren't you
we wanted.
On like not like the short bus, quote unquote,
no.
But there was the one bus that was like shorter than the rest of them that wasn't like for special
yeah.
needs kids?
Yeah.
Were you on that one?
I believe so. It was a long
I've
time
seen those.
Ago.
It's like,
it's just a
yeah. There's like
bus.
A weird middle sized bus, like
right.
not like the 12 seater and not like the huge.
I don't know. Maybe we didn't have very many people on our bus. I had a 50-minute bus ride.
Ew.
Yeah.
When I went to middle school, we went to middle school for 2 years before they decided to make the junior senior high school. So for our 8th grade year, we got bumped up and ended up going to the high school instead.
Hmm.
But for 2 years, we actually went, like, it was like a 60-minute bus ride.
Oh my God.
Back and forth to school.
No.
To go, like, from Dalmatia to Trevorden.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was awful. Because Lion Mountain is actually the biggest area of
like the biggest,
I imagine it's the biggest
square footage of I don't know how you describe it, in Pennsylvania. So it's massive. You know, like, but from one end to the next is an hour.
We graduated with 83 people. It's not like it was a
But there's, like,
school,
nobody in it. It's just all farmland.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, you have to drive an hour to get from one end of the school district to the other.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Because it's almost next to Shamokin.
Ugh.
It's Trevernon is the next
town. Nobody needs to go there.
Yeah.
No burrs.
Now, it used to be two different schools. It used to be that Trevernon used to be its own school district.
Mm-hmm.
And then they combined Lower Mackinac with whatever Trevernon was, and they made Line Mountain.
Hmm.
And that's why we have three school colors. We actually have, like, blue, gold, and red. This is the most boring thing I've probably ever talked about. But, yeah, that's why we have three different colors.
Is your school, like, up on a hill and you have to, like, walk down a giant hill to the football field?
No.
Trying to think what school that was.
It is up on a hill.
Yeah.
But the football field is behind it.
Yeah. But I was in the 1 year I spent in Color Guard. We went to a school, and I can't remember what school it was, but I remember having to walk down, like, a giant hill.
That wasn't us. It was
football. It was a football game.
Yeah, no, but we never had people from
other schools do color guard. Like, we had their marching band. Think about it, half times.
Well, I know, but I don't think our schools ever played against each other.
Oh, maybe you were in different divisions. You went to Steelens Grove, though?
I went to Milton.
She went to Milton. We never played against Milton.
Yeah, what? Trojans? What are they?
Panthers.
They never played against Milton.
Are you sure? I feel like we did.
No. We never played against Steelens Grove, either.
No, if you definitely didn't play against Steelens Grove, then no, we were in different...
Yeah, Steelens Grove is in a higher division than Line Mountain. Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
We did play against Shikellamy.
God, what the fuck school?
That's probably what
then?
I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
It was like the one and only time we got to, like, leave school way early for a football game.
We got to once when we made, like, district finals or some shit. I don't freaking know. And we went to Southern Columbia.
Southern.
Yeah.
They were our rivals in high school.
Yep. Hmm. If we made it to them, that means, like, we were in
pretty
the next
damn
division, because the only reason we played them was because if we bumped up.
Huh. Weird.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Line Mountain.
So.
That's. Yeah. None of that was interesting to anybody.
Oh, wow.
You never know. Some people could be reliving their glory days right now.
Town historians.
Trust me, we're not talking about it for the football. We were all in, like, band and color guard. So.
Rock'em, sock'em, football.
Actually, my last game of my senior year that I was sitting in the stands, I looked over at my one friend and I was like, you know, I've been sitting here for 5 years watching football. I have no idea how football is played.
Oh my God, me either.
No idea.
I was
for 5 years. I went to every single game.
I was in peewee cheerleading, and I always dreaded the day because, like, there wasn't a set captain. Like, we would rotate captains by game. I always dreaded the day when it was my turn to be captain because, you know, there's different cheers based on, like, different things, like, the team's doing.
Offense, defense, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, different, like,
First down, second down.
Yeah, shit like that.
I know a very little.
And, like, you're supposed to, like, you know, call out cheers to match whatever's going on the field, and, like, the coach would have to tell me what cheers to use.
Hold up a D in offense. Defense.
We used to have this one
cheer that we did in band because, like, we would yell too. Mm-hmm. Where, and then, like, our junior year or something, we weren't allowed to do it anymore, and you'll probably find out why in a minute. But it was, should we give them the finger? And then person would yell, yeah. And then should we give them the finger? Yeah. And then we'd go, we're number one. It's funny when you're in high school.
Oh, hilarious. Like, they think we're talking about flipping people off, but we're not gonna do it. See, it's funny.
Yeah.
No. It's funny. No, it's not. Don't do that.
Yep, so we weren't allowed to do that anymore because some principal, you know, actually noticed. I don't know how they didn't notice until then. They'd been doing it for like 10 years.
The only thing I ever knew about football games is whether we won or lost and what color team we were. It's about all I got.
Mm-hmm. The rest of it was just social.
I'm still confused as to the point system.
I'm flirting
like,
with boys.
Something's like 3 points, but something else like 7 points versus... I don't fucking
And then like
get it.
1 point. There's...
Yeah, I think field goals are like 1 point.
Yeah, you get 6 points if you get a touchdown. You get one more point if you get a field goal.
I never understood it, and I honestly don't care. I don't want to talk about football anymore.
Seven. I don't know.
Stop it.
What?
Stop. Do you remember Mr. Shinkiss?
Yeah. I'm friends with him on Facebook.
Me too. I used to have a really big crush on him.
So did I.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I think that the more obvious person to have a crush on would be Larry Fisher. Because we had this... Okay, we had
oh
this
my
band
God, he's adorable.
Named Shinkiss, who was like sure. kind of like middle 30s, bald, like just not a
balding.
Good looking guy.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was attractive only because
too.
Of his nerd. He was very nerdy.
He was a very, very, very nice personality.
And he was a very nice
guy. I was
guy.
In his academic advisory class as well as like band and everything. And he would just sit next to me and we would talk the whole time. And then we got this new band director, Larry Fisher, who was straight out of college, like, good-looking guy.
Uh-huh. Who's only more, 4 years older than us.
Who's the more, like, obvious choice
oh,
for a crush, but yeah. goddamn, Shinkiss.
He actually, Fisher plays in the same band as Bill's boss, Jesse.
Oh, yeah. I forget there's, like, a local, like, band...
Yeah.
Band thing, not like she, they play in a band, but it's like no, they there's she, a
he plays
band.
Saxophone, and I forget what Jesse plays. Yeah,
doesn't Jesse also play saxophone? She plays.
Well, I don't know.
She
Maybe
plays
trumpet?
Some kind of brass instrument.
I want to say either trumpet or saxophone. I don't really know.
I went to French horn for a minute, but I don't think you can march with a French horn. Or can you?
I don't think they march, do they?
I have no idea. You were in band?
No. I mean, like, the one that they're in now.
Oh, yeah. I
don't think they march. I think they just sit and play.
I don't know. I don't care.
And you can march with a French horn.
Okay.
They have a special marching one.
Let's think of something to talk about.
Because this isn't helping. This is not.
Well, all right. I wanted to bring this up when we recorded last week with
She's
like,
leaving
the popular
us.
Outcast.
Oh God,
stuff.
Are you?
No.
Oh, go ahead.
You looked
God
really.
Damn it, Ashley.
You looked really serious for a second.
No. It's just it's an article I saw on Facebook, which it was more like a blog post kind of thing, and it was like
Ooh.
Creek. It's a haunted house.
Calm your bones down, Aislinn.
I mean, seriously,
Shut
you
up.
Old lady over there.
Shut up. That's the fucking microphone.
Take some calcium.
Oh,
yeah.
I just cracked my knuckles. But no. Oh, God damn it, mic stand. I'm getting some WD-40 for Bill. That's it.
I think we have some. Somewhere.
Go on.
Yeah, but no, there was an article a woman wrote in response to her... she's a very fit lady, and she just like did this like magnificent, like crazy intense hiking thing, and she took a picture of herself like all triumphant and whatnot, but she's also a super skinny lady, and she got like a shitload of backlash for like oh, you know, this picture is so unrealistic, I'm so sick of seeing like airbrushed photoshopped models, blah blah blah. And the woman's like, I wasn't airbrushed or photoshopped. She's like, I am that skinny. I happen to be tanned because I'm outside a lot. And as for being a model, no. And I was very sweaty. Thanks, but no. But it was just like a whole thing about... it's like, yes, I understand that I live in a world where thin is in and thin privilege is a thing. But that doesn't mean that skinny people don't get shit on a lot for the way they look. Like, yeah. Just as much as heavier people.
Yeah.
And it was really awesome. Like, I find it completely relatable, because...
Did she just post it on her Facebook, or...?
A friend of mine shared the article to this woman's uh-huh. blog, and then I reshared
okay, so
it.
Okay, so she
but...
posted it on her blog.
Basically. Yeah.
I'm just wondering how it got that much attention that
yeah, like,
were...
I don't... if it's a blog or like a news, I don't know. I think she's like does like editorial shit for like some kind of, I don't know. Didn't really look into her background too much. Mm-hmm. I just read the article and I was like, yes. But just like, yeah, like, it's like, yes, I recognize my thin privilege, but when people point out like how like my size, it still sucks. Like, I got a lot of shit in high school for being too skinny. And, you know, frequently people telling me that I needed to eat something, accusing me of being anorexic or bulimic.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I love to eat. And like most recently, I was at a kid's birthday party and I declined cake because I don't like chocolate cake. It doesn't taste good to me. So yeah. I declined the chocolate cake. And a woman at the party was like, oh, what? No cake for you? Are you counting calories?
Oh my God.
I was like, no, I just don't want cake, thanks. But it's just the fact that, like, you talk about, like, being thin. If you ever talk about, like, eating, like, ridiculous shit, people are like, you don't eat that. Look at you. Like, what? You eat, like, salad maybe once a day? And it's like, no.
You just have
fuck
a good metabolism.
You. I mean, good is in the eye of the beholder, but.
Right. Right.
But it's just like, yeah, I recognize the thin privilege. I really do. I recognize mm-hmm. that, like, yes, the thin models are sought after, whatnot. That's what you see in the public eye more. But, like, skinny people get just as much shit.
And it doesn't mean, like, we should be jealous of.
No, or judgmental.
For it.
Yeah. And until recently, like, I have been, like, super uncomfortable wearing shorts that, like, went above the knee because I hate my legs. Like, I feel like I'm too fucking skinny. And like, I eat. You've seen me eat. I do eat. I yeah. eat like a gross, disgusting. I almost said fat person, and that was gonna be. That was gonna start a flame war. But you know what I mean. Like, I don't eat the healthiest all the right. time. I eat gross stuff. But
mm-hmm. see, I've always been average. I've never yeah. been. I do like the short thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that I. And it's not that unpleasant. It's more like people will meet me and they'll be like, do you know how short you are? Yes, I know how short. And yeah. the problem with being short is like you get a lot of head pats. And people, I think people when you're small and you're very short, they don't take you as seriously.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talking
down. They equate
down.
Your like mm-hmm. height to like, you're yeah. short. So obviously you're a child, right?
Yeah, like. I've gotten a lot of, when I first meet people, especially if they're a little bit older, just, like, talking down to me because
how dare
I
you.
Seem so childish or something like that. Like, so that's the, like, but I've always been sort of an average
yeah.
weight. Like, I'm neither skinny nor large.
Yeah.
And that's just how I've always been. So I can't really, nobody ever says anything to me.
Except for that one asshole who called you and your friend obese because yeah. you didn't come to their porch party.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only thing... I actually have family members that will be like, oh, you're so skinny, you're so skinny. And I'm like, I weigh like 180 pounds. I am not skinny.
Yeah.
By any means.
Bring me to your next family function.
I'm just like... I don't understand, like, why everybody in my family thinks I'm so ridiculously skinny.
Right.
Like, I am not. I am actually struggling with weight issues right now because my metabolism decided to start catching up with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like, you telling me I'm skinny isn't really helping anything.
Right.
No. You know, that's as productive as telling me that I'm overweight.
Commenting on someone's weight in general is not
yeah,
productive.
I just don't see like how people
why?
Think that it's important. Why is that something that you need to bring up at a family gathering? Why is weight
oh my God, seriously.
Such a big deal to everybody? I yeah. just don't understand because it really is just a minor, like, people bring it up randomly as if mm-hmm. your weight is their business. And mm-hmm. it's not. What somebody eats is not somebody else's business.
No.
Right. Unless they have a problem. Unless
yeah, yeah.
they have, like, you know, any sort of, like,
unless
anorexia,
they're hurting
nervosa,
themselves.
Or
yeah.
anything
yeah.
like
oh, my
that.
God. And the fucking pro-Anna websites. Have you ever seen those?
No.
Don't.
No. Really?
Oh, my God. They're pro-anorexia websites.
Did
with,
you see...
why?
That girl who transformed herself into a Barbie through yes. breast surgery.
Oh, God.
She said she...
Is she still alive?
Yeah, isn't yeah. she supposed to be living on, like, a diet of sunlight and air
yes.
or something?
Yeah. She wanted
very
to sustain herself yeah. on a diet of sunlight and air. So,
honey, that's
she believes that she came from an alien life form, and she feels like she is an alien life form. She feels like she can talk to her ancestors and stuff.
Didn't she also say something about being able to, like, talk to plants?
Yes. And that in there? she basically mind travels to other worlds, and she teaches classes on how to travel to other worlds in your mind.
Did she ever have to watch those, like, films in middle school about eating disorders?
I don't think they stuck.
Yeah. Do people ever try to guess your guys' weight, or does that just happen to me?
Nope, people try to guess my
sometimes,
weight.
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, I always wondered if it was just because I'm short, but like people will be like, so what do you weigh, like 90 some pounds? And I'm like, no, actually I weigh 120 pounds. My manager actually asked me last week. He was like,
you would weigh 90 pounds if you had my build at your height.
Yeah, he's like, how much do you weigh, like 100 102? And I'm like, no, I weigh 120 pounds. And he's like, oh, I never would have guessed that, you're so small.
Yeah, it's,
and
like,
I'm like, I'm still
really
small. That is just my weight.
Yeah, you, like I weigh typically in the 130s because mm-hmm. of my height. And, you know, you tell people that. They're like, really? You weigh that much? And I'm like,
that is not a lot.
What is...
I don't understand what people
think. Do you have any idea, like, the issues in my head? I know.
I could lift her.
You probably could, honestly.
I just don't... like, they assume that if you're a certain size, you're like... 100 pounds or below.
Yeah,
but it doesn't really work that way. There's a girl at work, because she was there when I was talking to my manager about that.
Are you working with a bunch of carnival workers?
Like, everybody's trying to
guess my weight.
I don't know. But she was standing there, and she's probably about 6 inches taller than me, very skinny build, like a really beautiful girl. And she's like, yeah, I weigh 120 also. Mm-hmm. Like, but she looks completely different than me. It's
just
people, it doesn't matter. Why do people think that it matters?
It was a few years ago. It was around shortly before that picture was taken there. The Nerdist picture on the wall. When Jeff lost his most significant amount of weight, he was down to 150,
mm-hmm.
which looked weird on him because I'm used to seeing him a little bulkier. And, like, I had a friend who, she's a big girl, and she would give me shit all the time for how skinny Jeff was. She's like, would you just fucking feed him already? God, make that man a sandwich. And I'm like,
excuse me?
He just happens to take fitness seriously.
Yeah.
And then, you know, having a kid, you know, you lose sleep, you don't, you stop exercising,
right.
Your diet changes.
Right.
It happens.
I wonder if because you'll agree that, like, when women are at anything, like, especially family gatherings is mm-hmm. a good example, like, weight is something that people talk about a lot. Do you think, do men experience the same thing? Like, would you say that Jeff gets questioned about his weight a lot or anything?
No, not really.
Yeah. I don't think so either.
We'd have to ask a guy.
I mean, only when...
I'm just curious.
Only when he's been at, like, some of his bigger weights has there been any kind of, like, concern, like, you know, how are you feeling?
Right.
Kind of thing. Not like, you know, oh my God, you're fat, lose some weight.
Right.
It's just been like, are you feeling okay? You think... I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know there is, like... There are dudes that are anorexic and mm-hmm. bulimic and have, you know, dudes have eating disorders too. It's not as prevalent, but.
Again, I'm talking about work. I'm sorry. My manager, Jeremy, is a small, small dude, pretty thin to begin with, but he has a really weird sense of humor. And my other manager, Tichelle, is a middle-aged lady and wanted to lose some weight. And Red Robin Corporation is doing this, like, biggest loser thing. And whoever wins, like, $500. And whatever, something else. But it's not important. She joined it because she legitimately wants to get healthy. And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, this will be a good incentive to me. And he joined it to spite her. So he gained about 10 pounds before the competition started.
Oh my God.
And he's been walking around in a full body sweatsuit. several days a week. Like, this man, he's, like, emaciated. He's in the... There's a couple hundred people in this competition. He's in the top 10. He's walking around with a sweatsuit, and his footprints are, like, pools of sweat underneath him as he's walking. He's giving blood the day before he gets his final weigh.
Oh, my God. He's going to kill himself.
Yeah. He is basically, like, he hasn't been eating for a couple weeks now. Like, he'll eat, like, a little bit, like, a salad a day.
Oh, my God.
He's winning? Well, he could win.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like,
you're going to end up in the fucking ER.
I guess at least you see the humor in this, I suppose, because he just thinks it's funny.
I mean, it is, but don't kill yourself, man.
Yeah.
That's...
And him in the sweatsuit is just sad and ridiculous. Like, it's not a fun sight. He says the word moist a lot.
Ugh. Does he serve food?
No.
What does he do?
He's a manager.
Oh.
He runs around and asks people if their food's okay.
In his sweatsuit.
Oh.
Sir, my food was okay before you got here. Please leave.
You're sweating on it.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I mean, him excluded. It's really just amazing to me. Like, because there's so many crash diets. There's so many things that people do to lose weight.
And, I mean, crash diets, they work in the short term. But, like, you can't survive on shit like that. You have to make, like, little changes
to your diet.
God,
gradually.
I'm, like, fucking, like, preaching here.
Oh, yeah. No, I eat the worst stuff. Like, I'm hungry for pizza
all the time. Oh, my God.
Pizza. Yeah. Actually, pretty soon, I don't want to brag, but I have a little meal punch card for the Pizza Hut buffet, and I'm about to get my free one.
I hate Pizza Hut pizza.
Oh, my God, me too. But their buffet is like $6.
I know. It's hard.
I love their breadsticks.
All right, I'll give them that.
I legitimately adore them.
I'm always super bummed. Like, when I worked at Target back in the day, they would always have, like, the breadsticks out and ready. Mm-hmm. But apparently, like, policy changed, and you couldn't have, like, the breadsticks out for extended periods of time. So now, like, you have to, like, order the breadsticks and then, like, wait for them to cook and da-da-da. And every time I'm at Target, I'm like, I wonder if they have any.
Nope.
Not waiting.
Yeah,
well,
that's sad.
It is.
If I want, like, pizza from there, I always, like, make sure I... You can even call ahead, too.
Hmm. Oh, you can?
Yeah. Because we used to do it at PetSmart when I worked there. We would call them ahead and be like, hey, I'm coming over to get da-da-da-da-da. And they'd be like, okay, I'll put it in the thing now. And then by the time you got there, it would be ready. Hmm. Yeah. Little things you learn.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you have a 30-minute break, you're like, all right, where can I go? And, like, you can call ahead to, like, almost anywhere. Like, we used to call ahead to Subway, too.
That makes sense,
make, like, everything, and then you just go and pick it up.
I imagine that's a pain in the ass for the workers to have to write down,
I'm sure it is. But they don't ever complain or anything, and they don't ever give us attitude.
It's money.
But, yeah.
God, now I want, like, all the awful,
I know,
bad food on the strip.
I was like, oh, God, I want a pizza. Have you guys ever been to Bella's in Sealands Grove?
Nah, it's on my list, though.
Best pizza I've ever had.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking Isabella's. Yeah, Bella's. We used to get that before the open mics at Pepper's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is really good.
It's owned by the same people who own Isabella's. It's just a little pizza place.
And I'm pretty sure it's the same people that own Rocco's,
too. Have you ever gotten one of their specialty pizzas?
Mm-mm.
Like, they have a bunch of different, I mean, like, the standard, like, the Mediterranean, Greek kind, and, like, they have a vegetable one. Like, their pizza is just amazing. I want it to plug it, because it's the best thing in the world.
That's Bella's in downtown Sealands Grove.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it. Oh, I'm so hungry.
This is going to be a terrible podcast. Now we're all just thinking of food.
I know, right? Ashley, order us a pizza.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who delivers?
Rocco's.
Do you guys have money?
No.
I do.
Pay you back tomorrow.
I have cash monies.
Do we really want to order a pizza right now?
We don't not want to order a pizza.
I never not want to order a pizza.
There's never
I'm
not
just putting the idea out there.
There's never a time in my life when somebody's like, hey, you want to order a pizza? When I'm not like, Yes, I do. Even if I ate two minutes ago.
Pizza, you say? I am in.
I know what that word means. And yes.
I don't get it. What is it about pizza? What is the allure? I can't pinpoint it.
Myself, I can honestly say I think it's because I love like marinara sauce.
Yeah,
I get that at work all the time. I just love marinara. And I think that's what it is for me.
I don't know who invented pizzas, but it's like the perfect combination.
And marinara and bread. And you can do stuff to it. Like garlic on it. Or if you want mushrooms, you get mushrooms on your pizza. It's just there's so many options.
It's so true.
God. It's the most beautiful thing in
the
world.
Oh my God, we need to stop. I'm like seriously fucking hungry right now.
I could eat a mushroom pizza. It's my favorite.
Okay, so the common belief is that Italians invented the pizza, but its origin...
Chinese.
No. But its origin goes back to ancient times in the Middle East.
That makes sense.
Babylonians, Israelites, Egyptians, Armenians, Greeks, and Romans, and other ancient cultures ate flat, unleavened bread cooked in mud ovens.
All right, that is it.
The Wood Nymphs.
Episode title, Centaur Pizza Party.
Nailed
it.
Perfect.
Yep.
Boo-boo. All right.
Yeah, that's...
So what time are we at?
We're at the 45 minutes mark.
All right, well...
So, I mean, we can keep talking for a little bit. We can stop. It doesn't... I don't care. It's fine.
We can order a pizza.
There's another... There's another person in this house. We should ask for their input if we're going to order pizza. Because I would feel bad, like, if we got a pizza and then your boyfriend's like, I'm hungry.
Let's call Mike Carpenter on the podcast.
I'll put him on speaker.
Okay.
He's like...
Nope. This is
right
happening.
Across the hall.
This is happening.
What's your point, Aislinn?
We don't understand.
What is... you kids.
Kids and our technology.
I will be mildly surprised if he actually fucking answers. And is not just doesn't, like, come in the door.
Hey, what's up? Hey, we were just calling to see if you wanted to order a pizza.
Order for you?
Well, actually, yeah, that would be great.
Or actually just wanted to know if you were interested in having pizza.
I should mention that you're on the podcast right now.
I can literally come over to the room. I'm 2 rooms away.
We know.
That is what I said.
you want to come over?
Yeah, I'll be there in literally 5 seconds.
All right.
We're just gonna go because making pizza plans on the podcast is just
boring. I don't think it's boring.
We can talk about the pizza next episode.
Better than talking about football. Okay.
So this is better than the beginning of the podcast, Aislinn.
Whatever.
So tune in next time to see how good pizza is.
Yeah. We'll tell you what we got and where we got it from and how it was.
And you will be riveted with interest.
Yep. You'll love it.
You'll love it.
I swear.
Okay.
All right.
So bye.
I'm out of here.
Bye.